Welcome to Zichu Dasim Manavim Rabbi Avram Goldar, and today we're Zechus Mod Katan, Daftal, the first parak, Mashkin Beis HaShlachim. The first parak has been generously sponsored, Liyu Nishmas, Rabbi Nachum Mendel, and Rabbi Yosef Yitzhak Isaac Cohen, Alav HaShalom, Liyu Nishmas, of Bachar Yosef Yitzhak Isaac, Ben Rabbi Nachum Mendel Cohen, Alav HaShalom. So the three times we're going to focus on, number one, the Mishnah on Dab Beis Amadov had stated, regarding watering even an irrigated field in Chol HaMoed, but one may not water from a pool of rainwater, nor from the water of a well. The Gemara here asks that while it's understandable that one cannot use water from a well because there's tirchi yasera, excessive effort involved, why is it not permitted to use water from a pool of rainwater since there's no excessive effort? Rabbi said in the name of Yochanan, Gezer me geshamim atu me kiwon. It's a decree on rainwater because of water from a well. Rashi explains that people might come to draw water from a well. Ravashi said, me geshamim gufali de me kiwon asu. The rainwater itself will become like water from the well in that it will eventually require a pail. Rashi explains that as the water is used, the water level will go down and a person will need to draw the water with a pail. The Gemara clarifies that Rabbi Yochanan and Ravashi disagree regarding what Rabbi Zera taught, that with streams that draw water from ponds containing rainwater, one is permitted to draw from them on Chol HaMoed. Ravashi holds of Rabbi Zera's view, since in this case there is no fear of water level dropping, and Rabbi Yochanan does not, and holds that there was a decree that one may come to use a pail. Point number two, the Mishnah had stated, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah says, Ein osin es ha'amah b'tchilo b'mod u'b'shviz. One may not dig out a new irrigation canal in Chol HaMoed or during Shviz. The Gemara asks, well, it's understandable that it's prohibited to do so in Chol HaMoed because of Tircha. Why is it prohibited during Shviz when there is no concern for Tircha? Rabbi Zera and Rabbi Abba Bar Mamma will disagree on the reason. One says, Mifneshin Nirka Oder, because it appears as if the person is hoeing. And the other one says, Mifneshin Makshi Agafai Lazria, because he's making the canal's banks suitable for sowing. Rashi explains that the dug-up earth is now soft. The Gemara seeks a nafkamina between the two opinions and concludes that they would differ in a case where one takes the earth from the canal and throws it far away from the banks of the canal. In this case, there is no concern according to the one who holds that the issue is preparing the banks for sowing, while it is still forbidden according to the one who holds that the issue is hoeing. And pointing with you, the Mishnah stated, Misakninas mukukelis b'mod, one may fix a damaged irrigation canal during Chol HaMoed. The rest, what is considered damaged? And Rabbi Abba said, Shimaisa amukatefach mamida oshisha tefachim. It means that if the canal is now one tefach deep, it may be restored to a depth of 6 tefachim. The canal is called an amma because an amma is 6 tefachim. The Gemara asks, what would be the din if one wanted to restore a canal that is 2 tefachim deep to its original depth of 7 tefachim? Do we say that here too it's permitted because he's also digging 5 tefachim? Or do we say that since there is an additional tefach that is not necessary for the workings of the canal, there is too much exertion and it's prohibited? The Gemara leaves it as a teiku. So once again, the 3 points are number one. The Mishnah had stated regarding watering even an irrigated field on Chol HaMoed, avlo memeha geshamim umemeha kiwon, but one may not water from a pool of rainwater nor from the water of a well. The Gemara here asks that while it's understandable that one cannot use water from a well because there's tircha yasera, excessive effort, why is it not permitted to use water from a pool of rainwater since there is no excessive effort? Rabbi Yehuda said in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, Gezer me geshamim atu me kiwon. It's a decree on rainwater because of water from a well. Rashi explains that people might come to draw water from a well. Ravashi said, me geshamim gufali de me kiwon asu. The rainwater itself will become like water from the well in that it will eventually require a pail. Rashi explains that as the water is used, the water level will go down and a person will need to draw the water with a pail. The Gemara clarifies that Rabbi Yochanan and Ravashi disagree regarding what Rabbi Zera taught, that Naharos HaMoshkin Mayim Min HaGamim Mutu HaHashkos Mehen B'Chol HaShemoed. With streams that draw water from ponds containing rainwater, one is permitted to draw from them on Chol HaMoed. Ravashi holds of Rabbi Zera's view, since in this case there is no fear of the water level dropping, and Rabbi Yochanan does not, and holds that there was a decree that one may come to use a pail. Point number two, the Mishnah had stated, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah says, Ein osin es ha'amah b'tchilo b'mod u'b'shviz. One may not dig out a new irrigation canal on Chol HaMoed or during Shviz. The Gemara asks, that while it's understandable that it's prohibited to do so on Chol HaMoed because of Tircha, why is it prohibited during Shviz when there's no concern for Tircha? Rabbi Zer and Rabbi Abba Bar Mamo disagree on the reason. One says, Mifneshin Nirka Odir, because it appears as if the person is hoeing. And the other one says, Mifneshin Maksha Agafel Azri, because he's making the canal's banks suitable for sowing. Rashi explains that the dug-up earth is now soft. The Gemara seeks a nafka mina between the two opinions and concludes that they were different in a case where one takes the earth from the canal and throws it far away from the banks of the canal. In this case, there is no concern according to the one who holds that the issue is preparing the banks for sowing, while it's still forbidden according to the one who holds that the issue is hoeing. And pointing me through, the Mishnah stated, "Masaknitz mukukelis b'mod, one may fix a damaged irrigation canal during Chol HaMoed." The Gemara asks, what is considered damage? And Rabbi Abba said, it means that if the canal is one tefach deep, it may be restored to a depth of six tefachim. The canal is called an amma because an amma is six tefachim. The Gemara asks, what would be the din if one wanted to restore a canal that is two tefachim deep to its original depth of seven tefachim? Do we say that here too is permitted because he's also digging five tefachim? Or do we say that since there's an additional tefach that's not necessary for the workings of the canal, there is too much exertion and it's prohibited? The Gemara leaves it as a teiku. All right, so now we go to our Simver Daf Dalet, and our standard simon is a delet, is a door. So here goes. The person who used a door to block people from drawing water from a pool of rainwater to irrigate on Chol HaMoed used another one to prevent people from digging a new canal during Shvi's and told them to fix the damaged canal next to it that was one tefak deep and should be six tefakim deep instead. Once again, it's a motion. The person used a door, that must mean we're daf, dalet, door. The person used a door to block people from drawing water from a pool of rainwater to irrigate on Chol HaMoed, which reminds us, the Gemara asks why it's prohibited to use water from a pool of rainwater to irrigate a canal on Chol HaMoed, since there's no tirchi yisera, there's no excessive effort. Rabbi Allah said, and then Rabbi Yochanan, Gezerah me gesham atme kilon. It's a decree on rainwater because of water from a well. And Rashi explains that people may come to draw water from a well. Rav Ashi said, me gesham gufayo lide me kilon asu. The rainwater itself will become like water from the well, and that it will eventually require a pail. Rashi explains that as water is used, the water level will go down, and a person will need to draw the water with a pail. So the person used a door to block people from drawing water from a pool of rainwater to irrigate on Chol HaMoed, used another one to prevent people from digging a new canal during Shvi's, which reminds us, the Gemara asks, why is it prohibited to dig out a new irrigation canal during Shvi's when there's no concern for Tircha? Rabbi Zer and Rabbi Abba Bar Mamo disagree on the reason. One says, because it appears as if the person is hoeing, and the other one says, because he's making the canal's banks suitable for sowing. The Gemara says, enough kamina between the two. It's a case where one takes the earth from the canal and throws it far away from the banks of the canal. In this case, there is no concern according to the one who holds the issue is preparing the banks for sowing, while it's still forbidden according to the one who holds that the issue is hoeing. So, the person who used a door to block people from drawing water from a pool of rainwater to irrigate on Chol HaMoed used another one to prevent people from digging a new canal during Shvi's and told them to fix the damaged canal next to it that was one tefach deep and should be six tefachim deep instead. Which reminds us, the Mishnah said, "Masaknitz mukukelis b'mod, one may fix a damaged irrigation canal on Chol HaMoed." And the Gemara asks, what is considered damaged? And Rabbi Yama said that if the canal is now one tefach deep, it may be restored to a depth of six tefachim. The Gemara asks, what would be the din if one wanted to restore a canal that is two tefachim deep to its original depth of seven tefachim? Do we say that here too is permitted because he's also digging five tefachim? Or do we say that since there's an additional tefach that's not necessary for the workings of the canal, eka tircha yisera, there's too much exertion and it is prohibited? The Gemara leaves it as a teiku. So once again, the person who used a door to block people from drawing water from a pool of rainwater to irrigate on Chol HaMoed used another one to prevent people from digging a new canal during Shvi's and told them to fix the damaged canal next to it that was one tefach deep and should be six tefachim deep instead. All right, now it's time for four Bar Bach Chazara. Daf Lamed Aleph. So the Simmer Daf Lamed Aleph is a judge. So here goes. The powerful judge, that must be one Daf Lamed Aleph, law. The powerful judge who would bow his head in humility whenever anyone referred to him as Your Honor, which reminds me, Rabbi Yochanan said, every place you find mention of Kodesh Baruch Hu's Gevura, you find mention of his humility. And this is evident in Psukim, in Torah, Nevim, and Ksuvim. So the powerful judge who would bow his head in humility whenever anyone referred to him as Your Honor encouraged the defendants to learn the Parsha of Karbanas to attain a Kapara, which reminds us that the Mishnah said that the Yisroelim that were part of the Mishmar that were not located in Yerushalayim would gather in their towns and read from Maisa Breishis. The Gemara asks what the connection is between the Ma'amados and Maisa Breishis. Rabbi Yaakov Bar Acha said, and the Niravasi, Yomali Ma'amados and his Kaim Yerushalayim Ma'aretz, if not for the Ma'amados, referring to the Karbanas the Ma'amados represent, heaven and earth would not continue to exist. The Gemara teaches that when Avraham Avinu asked B'ma'idah, he was asking, tell me what I must teach my descendants that will help them attain Kapara for their sins and survive even when there are no Karbanas. Now, Kodesh Baruch Hu tells him that he will consider our learning the Parsha of Karbanas as if we had brought them. So, the powerful judge who would bow his head in humility whenever anyone referred to him as Your Honor encouraged the defendants to learn the Parsha of Karbanas to attain a Kapara. and made sure to finish the most cursed cases before the end of the year. Which reminds us that Ezra was metakim b'Yisrael that they should read the curses in Vayikra before Shavuos and those of Doran before Rosh Hashanah. Abai and some say Reish Lakish explain k'dei shetichu hashana v'chilo haseha, in order that the year end together with its curses. Daf Lamed Beis. So the Simur Daf Lamed Beis is a mad scientist in the lab. So here goes. The mad scientist who conducted Torah readings in his lab. Mad scientist in a lab? That must be more on Daf Lamed Beis. The mad scientist who conducted Torah readings in his lab to see if people having aliyahs could recite the brachas with the Sefer Torah roll closed, which reminds us of Malchus Rabbi Meir Rabbi Yehuda, whether one needs to close the Sefer Torah before reciting Birkas HaTorah. Rabbi Meir says he does, for one might come to think that the brachas are written in the Sefer Torah if the Torah remains open, just like people might think that the Targum is written in the Torah if the Baal Korah was permitted to help the Metargim, the translator, and they might come to write the Targum in it. Rabbi Yehuda says he does not, because everybody knows that the brachas are not written in the Torah. So, the mad scientist who conducted Torah readings in his lab to see if people having aliyahs could recite the brachas with the Sefer Torah roll closed gave Galila to the most prominent person in the room, which reminds us Galila is given to the most prominent member to Minyan, and he's Makabal the Schar Kenega the Schar of all the other participants. So, the mad scientist who conducted Torah readings in his lab to see if people having aliyahs could recite the brachas with the Sefer Torah roll closed gave Galila to the most prominent person in the room, handing him his newly invented Galila gloves so he wouldn't touch the Torah with his bare hands. Which reminds us, Rabbi Parnach said in the Rabbi Yochanan Kol Ocheh Sefer Torah Arum, Nikba Arum, anyone who grasps the Sefer Torah with his bare hands will be buried bare, which Abai explains means Nikba Arum below Osa Mitzvah. He'll be buried bare without that mitzvah. Tosis explains that if he grasped the Torah during Kriyas HaTorah, he would not receive the Schar for his Aliyah, and if he grasped it while rolling the Torah, he would not receive Schar for a Galila. Daf Beis. So the symbol for Daf Beis is a house. So here goes. The Bachrim staying at the Chomod farmhouse. Farmhouse? That must be on Daf Beis, Bais, house. The Bachrim staying at the Chomod farmhouse, watching the farmer irrigate his fields from a spring to prevent financial loss. Which reminds us, the opening mission of Masech states, Mashkin Beis HaShlachim B'mod B'Shvis. One may water an irrigated field during Chomod and during Shvis, whether from a Mayan that has just begun to flow or from a Mayan that has not just begun to flow. Rashi explains that the field is on a mountain and needs to be irrigated constantly to avoid a hefsed gadol, a large financial loss. Rashi brings a pasuk which gives the Chachamim the authority to determine which malacha is forbidden and which is not on a Chol HaMoed, and they determine that malacha is permitted in the case of financial loss. So the Bachrim staying at the Chol HaMoed farmhouse, watching the farmer irrigate his fields from a spring to prevent financial loss, refused his request to draw him some water from the well because it was a Tirchi Yisera. Which reminds us, the Gemara determines that the Tana of our Mishnah, who holds the Psei De'in Harvacha Lo, that one may do malacha to prevent a financial loss, but may not do malacha for the sake of a profit, and that holds Afil B'makum Seda Mitroch Nami Lo Tarchinen, even when there is a financial loss, we do not permit malacha if it involves excessive exertion, is Rabbi Yehuda. So the Bachrim staying at the Chol HaMoed farmhouse, watching the farmer irrigate his fields from a spring to prevent financial loss, refused his request to draw him some water from the well because it was a Tirchi Yisera, and continued debating which malacha is violated when one weeds or waters seeds on Shabbos. Which reminds us, there's a machlokes regarding which malacha one has transgressed when he weeds or waters seeds on Shabbos. Rava said, Mishim Choresh, for plowing, for just as plowing is done in order to soften the earth, so too is weeding and watering meant to soften the earth. Rav Yosef said, Mishim Zorei, that he's chayav for sowing, for just as sowing is meant to make things grow, so too weeding and watering helps produce grow. Daf Gimel, so the Simur Daf Gimel is a gamal, a camel. So here goes. The man riding his camel, camel. That must be more on Daf Gimel, Gamal. The man riding his camel and watering his seeds during Shemitah, which reminds us, the Gemara questions how the Mishnah permits watering irrigated fields on Shemitah. For whether one holds that watering is prohibited due to sowing or due to plowing, it should be prohibited. Abai answered, the Mishnah is going according to Rebbe, who holds that Shemitah nowadays is only the Rabbanan, and since there be a lot, if one does not water his irrigated field in Shemitah, the Rabbanan permitted it. Rava said, you can even say the Mishnah is going according to the Rabbanan, who hold that Shemitah nowadays is a Deraisa, but the Torah only prohibits Avos and not Toldos, except for Zemir and Betzira, pruning and picking grapes. So the man riding his camel and watering his seeds during Shemitah came across an old sign that said plowing before Shemitah is only permitted until Pesach, which reminds us the Gemara brings the Mishnah in Shvis regarding until when one can plow a Estei Lavan and a Estei Ilan, a grain field and a field of trees. With the opinions of Beis Shammai, Beis Hillel, and Rabbi Shimon, who holds, with regard to a Estei Lavan, a grain field, one can plow until Pesach, and with regard to a Estei Ilan, a field of trees, one may plow until Shavuos. So the man riding his camel and watering his seeds during Shemitah came across an old sign that said plowing before Shemitah is only permitted until Pesach. That was being removed by a later basin that was mevatel, the decree, which reminds us. The Gemara asks how Rabbi Gamliel and his basin were able to mevatel the earlier times of Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, when we know Ein basin yachu levatel divrei basin chavero elim ken gadol mimena b'chachma u'b'minyan. A basin cannot be mevatel a decree of another basin unless it's greater than the earlier basin in wisdom and in number. The Gemara answers that Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel initially stipulated called rotz levatel yavo yavatel. Whoever wants to be mevatel the decree in the future may do so. The Gemara clarifies that the halacha of Moshe Mitzrayim that prohibits plowing 30 days before Rosh Hashanah remained in place. All right, that concludes today's shiur. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldman Zichron wishing you a great day and great learning.